Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
My scouts were there.
They played a very good game against a very good team.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Well, I think we competed.
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here back to the ASN Coaches Show. My name's Zion Palmieri. I'm joined here with
Liam Davis
and Benson Davis.
The Davis duo here joining me for the first spring baseball softball coaches show, guys. It has been a minute since basketball season ended, so it's good to be back. How you guys doing?
Fabuloso.
Yeah, excited to watch some baseball and softball. You know, you do basketball long enough, you start craving the spring sports.
Yeah, so they're really coming up soon here. It looks like baseball is going to start first, so we'll talk about them. Last year, they went on an 18-10 season, 8-6, fifth in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. And, you know, they're looking to have a farther run than they went last year. They got to the second round where they lost to Greenfield Central, graduating a Big Ten senior class. They've got high hopes this year.
Yeah, last year, they ended up losing to Greenfield Central in the sectional championship. This year, we're looking to make it a different story. Obviously, last year, lost a lot of seniors. This year, it's filled with a lot of sophomores and juniors, and only three seniors on the roster this year. So we're looking to turn it around, hopefully get out of sectionals this year for the first time in quite a while.
Yeah, the seniors had 63% of Pendleton Knights hits, 66% of RBIs, 60% of stolen bases, and 57% of at-bats. It is tough to graduate a senior class that big. And I'm curious to how they do it. They've got a heavy junior class, which is about the only fighting chance they have to fix that problem of the whole of the seniors graduating. So it's going to be a big question mark of how they get there.
Definitely going to need those juniors and sophomores to step it up. As you mentioned, Liam, you know, you've got guys like Colin Adams committed to Purdue University, Colin Colley going to Indiana State, and Jackson Mayfield going to Indiana Wesleyan. So a lot of those guys, you know, committed to play at the next level. They're going to really have to step it up, kind of prove themselves a little bit, and show that they can kind of fill the void that the seniors left.
Yeah, this pitching rotation is going to be a huge piece to the Arabians this year. Obviously, with a younger team, hitting-wise, it's probably not going to be the greatest season. We've seen years past, like 2 years ago, when that senior class, all of them are juniors. They didn't have the greatest hitting season, but their pitching was pretty good. And that's how it's going to be this year with Carson Colley and Jackson Mayfield leading the pitching staff. We're looking to have a good year.
Yeah, speaking about the pitching, seniors last year were credited with 4 Pendleton Knights 10 losses. They had 49% of Pendleton Knights strikeouts. 3 out of 5 Pendleton Knights ERA leaders were seniors, and they threw 50% of all innings. Another thing where it's going to be hard to fill that hole that the seniors left. I mean, your tough pitchers in Colton Frank, who had 35 strikeouts, Jacob Gardner, 38. But this is definitely the year to fill it with guys like Carson Colley and Jackson Mayfield. I got a question for you, Liam, though. 2 straight years, Pendleton Knights has broken the stolen base record. Do you think they're going to do it a third time in a row?
I think this year we're capable of breaking any record, whether it's the home run hits record, obviously the stolen base record, any record that you can think of. I think this year we're very capable of being that, and if not, even next year.
The Pendleton Knights baseball website's very helpful. They've got a lot of stats as well as records to keep track of, and I have no other time to bring this up than now because I saw it after the season ended. Last year's graduated senior Jordan Williamson broke Pendleton Knights single season hit by pitch record with 13, and he's now the all-time hit by pitch leader at Pendleton Knights with 25. So hopefully we don't have another target on the team this year, but a lot of records were broken. Colin Axel Adams hit for the second most triples in the season last year with 7. Now in his junior year, maybe he can break that again, and he's got another year after that. Of course, I mentioned the stolen base record. A senior last year in Mason Saxon broke the single season stolen base record. So definitely record chasing this year, and hopefully with it, they can get a sectional title.
Yeah, going back to that hit by pitches record, this past weekend we had our scrimmage, and I got hit by a pitch. So I'm hoping to get past Jordan Williamson's 25 of hit by pitches.
All right. Well, we'll transition here into to softball. The girls, Lady Arabian softball team, 12-16 record. They're coming off of under 500, 429 exactly their win percentage. 3-4 in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. Also fifth. It was a tough year last year, and you know, they're just looking to improve, get better. Last year didn't really have any, like, smaller senior class. No one really was the front runner of, you know, this girl's an obvious leader. You know who's leading the charge, leading that locker room. And I think they might have that this year, and that could guide them a little bit better.
Definitely. I mean, definitely since the loss, I remember my freshman year of 22 to 23, they had a really strong class of seniors. And I just remember when they left, just since then, it's kind of, you know, they've kind of maybe lost leadership or lost some of those leadership roles and that momentum. And recently, you know, things like you said, below 500. I think this year, though, they have a very good chance of maybe taking it to the next level. Girls like Avery Miller, who's committed to Butler, Grace Fisher, and some of those other seniors that are going to step up, fill those roles, and kind of maybe be the seniors that they saw their freshman year.
Yeah, I'm excited to see, especially what the senior class can do. Obviously, last year, they had some pretty good juniors, and Cassie Hayes, Avery Miller, and then some sophomores to name are Aubrey Fox and Brindley Holden. Brindley Holden, a pretty good two-way player, pitcher, second baseman. Aubrey Fox, first baseman. Both of them pretty good hitters. Everybody in this Arabian lineup last year did pretty good hitting wise last year. So I'm excited to see them this year, especially up at the plate where they're more experienced.
Yeah, definitely. And looking at the average at the plate, Cassie Hayes led the charge, as you mentioned, a junior, 413. After that, it goes sophomore, senior, who's graduated, junior, freshman, sophomore, junior, sophomore. You know, all those girls bump up a year because, you know, we're into the new season this year. They've got a lot more experience and time at the plate. And, you know, circling back to the guys team, that's a question I'm going to ask Vosburgh. How confident do you feel? Because a lot of these guys, they graduated 7 out of their 9 main starters in the field. But for the girls side of things, that's great. They've seen a lot of time at the plate. They're prepared for situations like this. And maybe, you know, early into April, they can win a Horseshoe Classic, win an in-season tournament, and hopefully turn that into something, a positive record, and maybe a sectional title down the road.
Yeah, Avery Miller is one of the key pieces of the last year's juniors who's really looking to make a huge impact, not just hitting-wise, but in the field. Obviously, committed to Butler a couple of years back, and she's just looked phenomenal ever since. Had a decently down year at the plate last year, hitting .279 with 24 hits, 5 doubles, 3 homers, and 25 RBIs. But this year, she's looking to turn it around and have a stellar season.
Yeah, and then we'll transition here to track and field for the track and field team. We've got a member in the house right now with Benson. Since the last time we've talked, you had the indoor state finals, I believe, and then tonight you're actually set to go to Franklin Junior Senior High School. What's been happening on the track and field side of things, Benson?
Yeah, always a pleasure to talk about track and field. It's my love. This past Saturday was the Hoosier State Relays. It's basically indoor state, their state finals, because indoor state isn't sanctioned by the IHSAA. It's through another organization, but really fun. You qualify top 24 times go. And so I was lucky enough to be that 24th spot. Ended up with a brand new PR,
nice,
2 mile, in 17th place. So I did better than I was seated. The boys raced that Saturday morning. Girls raced later in the day. And they actually sent a 4x4 team who actually ended up podium. They got 5th place. Podium is top 9, is all state. That team consisted of Grace Lee, Addie Stanley, Anya Zeller, and Josephine Bell. So congratulations to them. I think all of them broke 60 seconds except one. So huge run. I believe it's a indoor school record. And yeah, tonight we take on Frankton for our first outdoor meet. It'll be at home. So exciting, you know, opportunity to get on the outdoor track, you know, indoor track being 200 meters, outdoor being 400. So definitely be fun to kind of, it's a good meet to kind of break in and see what kind of type of shape we're in.
Yeah, if my math's right, it started approximately 9 minutes ago to the dot. So get over there. You're already late. to all the listeners. But that'll wrap it up for the opening segment of the Coach Show. Stay tuned for baseball and softball coaches interviews, as well as interviews with, I believe, Colin Axel Adams. And who did you interview this week, Benson?
Shaylen Dwyer for track and field throwing.
Yes. So stay tuned for more Pendleton Heights interviews on the Raven Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this interview on today's Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, sitting alongside head coach of the Arabian Boys baseball team, Coach Vosburgh. How you doing today?
We're doing really well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. So we'll get into it. It's been a minute since we've talked to you here. Baseball season underway pretty well. So how do you feel? You're going into your seventh season. You were 18-10 last year. How are you feeling ahead of the season?
Well, we lost a huge senior class last year, a lot of experience. But that means that we have a lot of opportunities for guys to come in and compete and earn a spot. Our entire starting infield will be brand new this year compared to last year. We have some returning guys out in the outfield that have logged some pretty significant varsity minutes and had important varsity moments. And so we're going to rely on some of that returning leadership. We feel pretty good about our pitching. We feel like we have a deep staff, but it'll be a little bit of a learning curve early in the season just to make sure that guys are meshing, guys understand what we want to do offensively, where to be in our defensive rotations and some different things like that, just because if it's a new group, new guys out there trying to figure out how to best play with each other. And so it'll be important for us as coaches to make sure that they're prepared game one, confident game one, to go out and execute what we want them to execute. And, but yeah, really excited for these guys. That we had a scrimmage here on Saturday and got a lot of those jitters out of the way, some of the nerves that guys have never played on a varsity field before, or if they have, maybe they've been in a different position. So, for instance, you know, like a Rylan Montgomery got us some good innings last year, DHing, playing some left field, doing everything we asked him to do, and now we're asking him to kind of command the infield playing shortstop this year for the first time. And so those versatile guys that have earned spots in the past are going to – we'll lean on them for their leadership this year to bring up some of our younger, inexperienced guys. But at the end of the day, we've got a lot of guys that are confident and excited to go out and play baseball.
Yeah, graduating 10 seniors, that's tied for the most in your tenure, going all the way back to the 2024 season. Do you take anything from that season or any processes – into this year with the big senior base gone?
It's there's pros and cons to losing big classes like that. Last year we had, if you asked me in August what my starting lineup was going to look like in April, I could have a pretty good idea of what that was going to look like, just because you have some familiarity. You've got guys that are comfortable and confident in the positions that they've earned over the course of the years. Not that anything is given, you know, obviously they have to go out and still earn those positions and show it, but we had a really solid class last year that did that. They went out and kind of showed that they belonged in the positions that they had earned over the course of their careers here. At the same time, you've got guys now that there's this off-season competition that just looked a lot different, you know, with not knowing exactly what our infield was going to look like, not knowing where you fell in the depth chart. Like, you had to go out and earn your positions. You had to want to compete for those positions. And so that off-season competition, that off-season drive was much more alive this year, I felt like, and it gave us a little bit more opportunities to see guys in a different light, knowing that they were still, hey, I'm still trying to compete. And so what does that do? How does your approach come today? Like, are you really locked in tonight during an open gym? Am I really locked in at the position that I'm trying to earn and really showcasing like, hey, this is what I can do. This is what I want. This is my goal. And so, you know, when you compare the two different years, you know, you have this year coming in, you've got some guys that are hungry, guys, juniors that haven't been able to get out and just say, hey, this is what I can do on a field in a competitive moment. All you're looking to right now is based on your JV performances, based on some of the summer stuff that you've done, and then based on what we've seen you here in the winter in our prep. So I wouldn't say there's a lot. I mean, you're always trying to pick on different things that you've done in the past and how you can improve those. But I would just say, like, allowing our guys to compete this offseason to a really high level, trying to earn a spot, would probably be the biggest difference between the 2 years.
Yeah, so you're graduating 7 of 9 of last year's main starters. How much confidence are you going to have in the group that you put out at the start of the season?
Yeah, we have all the confidence in the world that those guys are going to go out and perform, and they're hungry. You know, some of your best years come from a couple of strong senior leaders like we have this year, guys that can go out and compete, guys that have cemented a role for themselves. Like I look to like a Jackson Mayfeld who really didn't quite have the season last year that he wanted in terms of just the fact that he wasn't eligible to play quite a bit of that year with the transfer rule. And so when he had his opportunities there in the last week and a half of the season, like he really went out and earned it. Like he showed out why I'm a competitor, why I'm going to come back at my senior year and just dominate. So you've got some key components in that smaller senior class this year. And then you've got a hungry junior class, guys that just want to go out and prove themselves. And so it's a really good blend sometimes. Sometimes you can have a senior class that feels like you're looking to the next thing, right? You baseball butts up to the summer. You're dealing with graduations. You're dealing with open houses. You're dealing with all the next level stuff. And so if you're a senior going into that like last month of the year, we're not even in school when we're playing sectional games, right? So you're already in summer mode sometimes. And so it's incumbent on us as a staff to keep our guys locked in. And we felt like our guys were locked in last year and competitive. We just kind of fell short in that championship game. But you don't have that with a junior class. You know, you've got guys that are still trying to earn it, trying to compete. You're still trying to, you know, provide opportunities for next level guys to come and see what you can do. And so there's just a lot of intensity and there's a lot of competition and drive to keep playing. And so I'm excited to see what that kind of dynamic looks like this year with a smaller senior group, but a large, hungry junior class.
Yeah, kind of really hammering at this point. With only three seniors, is leadership going to come from a different place or is it still going to be those senior guys?
Yeah, we have senior guys that have proven themselves for 4 years. You know, they've given 4 years to this program, and so they have earned a level of respect and a level of they've earned a lot of what they're going to get this year. You know, I look into a Brooks Bond, for instance, who had a great scrimmage. He's had a great offseason. He didn't have necessarily the same opportunities that other guys did last year just because of how deep our team was. You know, you had 4 year starters up the middle and he's more of a middle guy. And, you know, this year he's going to have a good year this year. I'm really excited to see what Brooks does for us as a senior guy that has kind of waited his time out. And now he has an opportunity to really have to showcase what he can do on the baseball field. You got a guy like Jackson, who's going to be a leader for us on the mound. And then you got a guy like a Hunter Finley, who's always been like a role guy for us. I'm sure he would want more opportunities than what he's been given, but he's always accepted the role that he's had, and guys respect him for that because he doesn't miss a thing. He's always one of those guys that shows up and gets things done and does things the right way. And to have that type of leadership at your senior level, no matter how big or small that class is, if you've got guys that are willing to buy into those roles and guys that are willing to go out and do what the program is asking them to do, that inherently garners respect from the teammates that you surround that are surrounding you. So then you've got some guys that have had some varsity experience coming back in that junior class. So you got like a Brant Gray, you've got a Colin Axel Adams, you've got like a Ryland who maybe not in that same role, but he'll be in, you know, he had a full varsity season last year. So it's a blend of some strong senior guys that have proven themselves over 4 years and earned their spots. And then you've got guys with just experience at our varsity, at the varsity level that are going to be able to, bring each other along. So leadership is not going to be a problem, I don't think, for us this year in the slightest. I'm excited to see how our juniors and seniors blend together. So I do feel like there is a blending of those two groups this year. And our team connectivity right now, even just in the first week, is very sound and very exciting.
Yeah, so last year you got to that coveted sectional championship game but came up short. You know, a few innings go your way and you have a 20-win season. What are your goals ahead of this year?
So there's a couple of just team goals that we always have. Obviously, we want to win sectional. You know, we want to be able to bring that back to Pendleton. It's been a little bit since we've been able to kind of capture that crown, so that's always going to be a goal for us to at the outset. There's some more like in-season goals that we're looking to accomplish as well. Like, so one of the things that we talked about was we don't want to ever have a double-digit strikeout game. Like, we want to be so competitive at the plate that we're going to make the defense make plays and put some pressure on them. In that sectional game last year, we had plus 10 strikeouts. So, like, Greenfield only had to make 8 plays in the field, you know. So, like, we're giving them 13 outs at the plate. And that's just that you can't, it's pretty easy to defend a strikeout. Like, you don't have to make a play in the field. Someone doesn't have to throw the ball. They don't have to catch the ball. They don't have to do anything. All they got to do is rely on a pitcher to send you back to the dugout. So we've got to have more competitive at bats in the biggest moments of the season. And so we've really been hammering some of that two strike approach, situational hitting, moving the baseball around the field so that we can move some runners around the field. So that's a goal for us, is to not have a game with double digit strikeouts. And then we don't ever want to be, we want to at least split in conference. You know, like you know, the pitching in our conference is going to be very deep, and we're going to, and including our own. So we're going to have a chance to win every game. So to put ourselves in the best situation in conference, we're going to need to at least, we need to sweep as many series as we can, obviously. But we can't lose back-to-back games, right, to have a chance in conference. So that's going to be a goal for us. And to win, just to win each week. You know, we want to win. Baseball is a different sport than a lot of other sports. And just in terms of how the pitching goes, like you might see someone's one-on-one day when you're throwing your three, right? So, like, there's just going to be some different dynamics to the baseball season. But if you have, you know, five games in a week, we want to win three or four. Like, we want to say, hey, at the end of the week, our team was better than the majority of teams that we faced, right, and how we handled our business. So, there are some little in-season goals, you know, that we try to compartmentalize week by week so that we can stay focused with the long-term goal of making a deep run in the tournament.
Yeah, and then final question for you here. The last 2 years, Pendleton Heights has broken the stolen base record. Do you think you'll do it for a third time in a row?
That senior group was very unique in its skill set. I think we're going to have to score runs a little bit differently this year based on just our personnel. If you go back to last year, you know, even in that sectional championship, we were shut out one time last year, and it was in the sectional championship. We lost 1-0. It was the only game all year we didn't score at least one run. We had a couple stolen bases in that game, but nothing that was going to move the needle. We just didn't get on first base, right? You can't steal first base. It's really hard. I've tried, right? It's not an easy thing to do. So for us, we've got to get guys on and then move them in different ways this year. So if you're asking me to be honest, if we're going to set that record again, I would say no. But I don't think it's any slight to our guys. It was just that senior group had a very unique skill set, was coached in a very specific way to enhance that skill set. And this year, I think we're going to have to be more small ball oriented, move the baseball, hit situationally, fight with two strikes.
Well, thanks for joining me, Coach. Very insightful.
And no problem, man.
Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Vitor Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri. In the studio, head coach of the Lady Arabian softball team, head coach Rob Davis. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Zion. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. So last time we talked was a long time ago. You were 12-15 before your sectional game against Greenfield. Since then, the season ended. The offseason has happened. How did you approach this offseason, and how do you think of this team?
Well, you know, it was very disappointing the way it ended last year. So, you know, there was some bitter taste in our mouths that I believe all the girls felt, you know, being ahead 7-0 in sectional championship game, getting beat 8-7 was pretty disappointing. And so we worked hard. We did a lot of conditioning here in January, start January, February, working on some pitchers hitting counts or hitting spots. So, you know, we're going to find out tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I didn't have time to look at the record, but it has been a minute since you've been knocked out, you know, around that time. How did that sit with you? Obviously it's a long off season ended now. It's going to be a while till you get back to that point. How did that sit with you and the team?
Well, you know, it stings, you know, anytime that you're in control of a ball game and you let that get away from you, it stings a lot. But you know, it was kind of the way the season went all year last year. You know, we were leading a bunch of our ball games that we lost in them 15 games before that last game, leading early in the game, middle of the game, even late in the game, and we just couldn't find a way to finish it. So, you know, that this year we're really trying to, you know, once we got control, we just want to finish it.
Yeah, last year it seemed at times you had the pieces to win the game, but couldn't put it all together fully, and that's why the season ended under 500. With a lot of these girls, you know, coming into a big senior class, a big junior class, how do you feel they're going to fare with that extra kind of gap year under their belt?
Well, I hope they learn a lot. You know, I think we're maturity-wise, we're going to be, you know, older, a year older. We do have 7 seniors that are going to lead the way, with 3 strong juniors and some underclassmen that are coming in. And I just think that, you know, with the difficult time we had last year getting through the seven innings like we need to, I think, hopefully the leadership and the past experience will get us over that hump.
Yeah, coming off of a season with two seniors into a season with seven, how does leadership work? Do these girls kind of find their own rules? Do they know, these are the voices on the team? Is it spread out equally? How does that work?
Yeah, it's my seniors always been my captains. I've done that for the last previous 16 years, and it's worked out very well. So we got seven seniors, which are seven different mindsets sometimes. So, it helps them also grow and work together instead of just being one, being a unit. And everybody follows those seniors.
Yeah, last year you went 3-4 in conference. That's fifth in the Hoosier Heritage. Is it a goal of yours to specifically win? And with that, what are your goals this year?
Always a goal. Conference is always one of the goals. To win the conference, which we haven't won since like 2016, I think it was. It's been a minute. We're due, but our conference is strong. You got New Palace that's got six state championships over there. Yorktown's been to the state championship a couple times and a state championship. Then you got Mount Vernon in there and Greenfield, who entered our season last year. So our conference, I would put it up against one of the from top to bottom, one of the best in the state.
Yeah, and with that, what do you make of all the new conference changes? Obviously, not really going to affect this season, but the future seasons, we're going to see Lebanon, Garin Catholic, and other schools like that.
Well, I'm excited for the change. I think it'll do us good. I think centrally located for all the other new schools that come in, other than Lebanon's going to be a little drive, but Shelbyville was a little drive, and Delta was a little drive too. With this going south, I always think the competition's better south. So I think it's only really going to strengthen our conference even more.
Yeah, I was looking at your schedule, and you guys play a monster schedule both last year and this year. Did you make any changes to it? What was the flexibility there? Did you want to make it a little easier, a little harder? What's your mindset?
No, I'm here to play ball. I'm here to have the girls compete. I'd rather lose a game than win a game if we're going to get anything out of it. Not mean that I'm trying to lose any games, but I want to be challenged. If they can't compete, the other team with us, and it's time to make a change. But we like to strengthen it up and play the competition because that's how you get better.
Yeah, I'm not too good at math, but if I'm correct, you're six wins away from 300 in your career. What would that mean to you to get that 600th win, and it lines up to be about when you're home?
Well,
300th win, I apologize.
No, I'm not here for the wins. I'm here for the girls and, to be competitive. And, don't get me wrong, winning's very fun. But, it hasn't really sunk in yet. But, 300 wins is mean I've been around a long time.
Yeah, and then for you, the first four games are on the road. Not greatly ideal, but it gets the girls against tough competition in a tough setting early. What are your opinions on that?
It's going to be tough. We could come back very easily 0-4. We'll be getting better for the horseshoe. Center Grove ranked number one. They lost a couple games over the weekend with Westfield and number three Penn. So we play Westfield, Center Grove, Shenandoah, which beat us last year. Our first six games, are going to be strong opponents to really tell us where we're going to be and what we need to work on to get better.
Well, good luck in your early stretch, Coach. We'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance, located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. Today, I am joined by senior thrower for the Pendleton Heights track and field team,
Shay Dwyer. How are you doing today, Shay?
I'm good. How are you?
And I'm doing good. It's a pleasure to have you. For those listening, I'm also a track and field runner, so it's cool to interview a teammate, and especially one on the throwing team. So let's get right into it. So, Shay, you've been throwing since middle school. How did you first get introduced to throwing, and what made you want to stick with it?
Honestly, I lived in Greenwood when I first moved to Indiana, and I started, it was kind of like a participation thing, like my friends were doing it, whatever, and then when I moved here, I wanted to do it in sixth grade, that got cut short, and I just kind of like, I don't know, it was a little bit of a different sport and something I'd never really tried before, and I actually really liked it, so I just decided to stick with it, and here I am.
That's really cool. I didn't know you were at Greenwood.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in throwing, you've got shot put and discus. If you had to choose between the two, which do you prefer and why?
Oh, discus, 100%.
Okay.
Shot, I actually had a previous injury last season that's kind of continued from shot with my shoulder, but disc is a little bit easier and, like, the technique is a lot better personally. And, like, it's just more fun. Like, you get to spin in a circle. It's like...
Yeah. It goes further too, right?
Yes.
So I guess, yeah... The technique is more important in discus, I'm assuming, yes, than it is in shot. You know, shot, you just kind of, obviously technique there, but it's a really heavy ball. You got to throw it as hard as you can. With discus, it's like, you know, someone that's not quite as strong, if they have better technique, they can get it going a lot further.
Yeah, shot's a little bit more, it's less technique, more strength.
Mm. Yeah. Before you go for a throw, is there any sort of, you know, I know some athletes have pre-meet superstitions or things they have to do, things they have to eat. Are there any sort of those pre-meet rituals that you go through before you compete?
Honestly, no. I haven't really ever had anything, but like I just listen to like hype music on the way there. Not really anything specific, just like whatever I'm like listening to that at that point. It always kind of changes. But like meal wise, I don't really eat. Like throwing is a little bit different. You don't have to like be
right,
super like tough on yourself about like eating habits or anything. But I don't really do anything specific. I don't really eat that much though. I get really nervous and it makes me
The music helps calm your nerves. And yeah, I'd imagine definitely don't want to eat too much right before. So you get pretty nervous. Is the music kind of there to help kind of?
Yeah, for sure. And like it going into a throw, everything kind of like block, like I still have that song in my head too. Like the last one I listened to. So it's kind of like music's definitely therapeutic in a way.
For sure. Yeah. And you know, in throwing and discus, placement can come down to just a few meters. So during, you know, the process of your throw, how do you kind of focus in, block out those distractions to focus on every little detail to make, you know, each throw the best it can be?
I kind of, every time I go into a ring, whether it is shot or disc, everything kind of goes silent. Like anything my coach says to me, like I hear it, but I don't really like, I'm just going for the throw and like, I'll fix it next time. But if it's my last one, because we only do get the three, if it's my last one, then I'm just like focusing on my technique and make sure my arm's high enough and like just like the little things that I don't really think about the first two.
Right. So you kind of hear the voices, but don't really like quite listen to it because you're so dialed in.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
And this is a question I've been very curious about. So, you know, obviously in running, conditions play a big role. So in throwing, how much of an impact do conditions have on your throws, and how do you sort of adjust to that when they aren't quite in your favor?
So for shot, I feel like both events are a little bit different. Like disc, if it's really windy, it's going to, since it's the disc is flying, it's a little bit harder because if it is super windy, it'll blow one way or blow the other. Mm. Or if it's like blowing towards you, it's not going to go as far and it's just going to like go straight down pretty much. But like, for a shot, it's a little bit different. It doesn't really matter as much, but as if it's super cold, your hands are going to be super cold. You're going to be a little bit more, I mean, you're going to be colder, so that's going to be a little harder for you to move, I guess. And it's like, we're not running. We're not doing anything like that. We're just kind of like standing and waiting. So it's a little bit easier if it's like warm with even a little bit of breeze, but not even like 80s warm. Like if it's a good 50, 60, then that's fine.
Yeah. I guess I never really thought about the difference between, I guess, in aerodynamics between a discus and shot. That's really interesting. And, you know, you said you came to Pendleton sixth grade. How is being part of, you know, Pendleton Heights from middle school into high school, but I'm mainly focused on the high school. How has being part of the Pendleton Heights High School track and field team kind of shaped your overall high school experience?
It's definitely been a lot different. Like, it's a smaller school compared to where I used to go. And, like, being here, it's definitely more, like, tight-knit, like, family-wise, sort of. Like, that's kind of how it feels compared to, like, more individual. Like, some teams kind of keep it, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, more, everybody has a better relationship than I feel like usually some teams do.
Yeah, definitely. I've always felt that, like, very close. And I think part of that is most of the people, you know, like, you were on the team, you know, I didn't realize you were on the team in sixth grade because obviously our season got cut short, but
yeah.
Seventh or eighth grade, and now to here, senior year. So it takes a lot of discipline to do track and field alongside school. So how do you kind of balance your time being a student athlete?
Honestly, it's kind of hard sometimes because, like, I do have a job as well. So then, like, balancing that, practices and stuff. So practice, sometimes I even go from practice to work and then, like, practice to another practice or something like that. So, like, trying to balance schoolwork in that is a little bit harder, but then, like, I just honestly, I stay up later and, like, get less sleep just so I can get all of my stuff
right.
done.
Just because you have a, you know, certain amount of time, got to make it work. But
yeah,
super impressive. Three things all at once. And the season is over. Obviously, the season just started for us. We had, you know, indoor, we're going to have our first outdoor meet this coming Monday, I believe, right? Which is, what is that? March 31st or April 1st, one of the two.
I think it's the 31st.
At the time of recording this. But looking back on your high school career so far, what would you say, is there a particular moment or season that you're most proud of?
Honestly, freshman season, I came in and I had to relearn a bunch of stuff because in middle school, we didn't really have a coach. So I had to relearn the actual techniques and everything. So that growth, like seeing where I was and then like actually having the technique that I need, it like was really cool. And that season, like the people that I had, like all those, like the seniors I was really close with that year. And like just that team overall was really special, honestly.
Yeah. And mentioned it, this is a senior year, you know, not to put any pressure on you, but is there any, you know, big goals you have, things you want to achieve, you know, while you still have the chance in high school?
Honestly, I barely hit, I think my PR last year for disc was 99. And through injuries and everything, I was trying to get to that 100 mark. And as of right now in practice, I'm looking right in that range.
There we go.
So that's like where I'm hoping like 100, 110, something like that, just somewhere in that range for this season.
That's huge. That's awesome. And, you know, do you see yourself continuing your throwing career at the next level, collegiate level?
I thought about it for a little bit, but I did end up committing. I'm not going anywhere for any sport at all. I committed to IUND, but
okay.
And I thought about doing track because I do have a track team. I just, with my shoulder, how it is, I decided I didn't really want to.
And I guess, you know, I don't know quite how it works in the NCAA, but I'm assuming you'd still be able to walk on, you know. Mm-hmm. That is a Division I program, but I feel like if you ever wanted to, probably could get on that spot. So keep that open, Shay.
Yeah.
And kind of already asked it, but if you had to pick one memory, what would you say your favorite memory has been so far?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd say like one of the seniors, my freshman year, we got really close and like she'd drive me. We went to, at the end of the season, we put all the mats up and everything. And then our coach decided that he was going to take us to Jimmy's and pay for our ice cream. And we all got ice cream. And that was like really fun. We all just hung out there for like an hour or two after practice and just talked at the end of the season. And I don't know, that was probably like the highlight of high school season.
Yeah.
So far.
Like you said, that sounds more like a family than a team. So
yes. That's
really special. So Shay, thank you so much for your time. It really has been a pleasure to be your teammate throughout middle and high school. It was really cool to interview you, so I'm excited to see what's in store for you this season. Obviously, your next step at IUND, whether that be, you know, with track and without, you know, excited to see what you do. So thank you for your time.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you were listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklanden, 765-221-2082.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this Arabian Sports Network's Coaches Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along me is Colin Axel Adams, junior baseball player here at Pendleton Heights. How have you been today, Colin?
Been pretty good. Thanks for having me out.
Yeah, and you guys probably know Colin Axel Adams. This is going to be his third year playing varsity baseball. Started as a freshman, started as a sophomore, pretty big name here at Pendleton Heights. But we're going to go ahead and get straight into the questions here. So, you know, you've been playing baseball kind of your entire life. What is the main thing that got you into baseball? What has made you stick with baseball throughout your whole life?
Yeah, I think kind of just growing up around the game. Like, I would always be going to baseball games when I was younger. My brother used to play, and I was just kind of always at the ballpark. I would say the one person that kind of, like, not introduced me, but really, like, made me fall in love with the game was my grandma. She's one of my biggest supporters, if not my biggest. And kind of, like, all throughout the years, she was just always by my side. She would always play catch with me whenever I wanted to. She would kind of just help me with anything that I wanted in the baseball world. And ever since I was younger, she's just been by my side of kind of every step of the way.
Yeah, so you saying that your grandma has been probably one of your biggest supporters to get into baseball, but what is who is a specific coach or player that's had the biggest impact on your game of baseball and like just helping you get into the game of baseball?
You know, I've had a lot of coaches throughout the years, but one person who sticks out to me is Eric Elijah. He was my travel ball coach from when I was probably 9 years old all the way up till probably 14. He kind of like I first started playing. That was when I first started playing really competitively. And he was my coach for kind of 5 years. He put trust in me. He let me play how I wanted to. He didn't like hold me back at all. And he helped me like really develop as not only a player, but also as a person, because baseball is so much more than just like how good you are or just the baseball itself.
Yeah. And this year kind of going transitioning into high school baseball. Now this will be your third year playing varsity baseball. What's kind of the feeling of pressure going into this year, knowing that you're kind of getting a brand new roster compared to the last 2 years that you've been here?
Yeah, I think there's always a little bit of pressure at the beginning of the year because you want to be able to live up to how good people say you are. And obviously with the amount of people that we lost last year, I have to, and me and a couple other returning players, we have to step up in a big way. Not only like we had performing, but we have to step up as leaders itself, because with the big senior class, we had a lot of leaders last year. And it's just, I think every team is important to be able to have leaders, and we just have to be able to step up in that way. So I don't know if it's really pressure. It's just kind of just stepping up.
Yeah. And speaking of the seniors from last year, you guys lost, I think it was around 10 seniors this year. What's kind of the chemistry of this team, and how is it significantly different compared to last year's team to this year's team?
Yeah, I would say it's, like you said, pretty different, because last year we were in a unique situation where that was our second year playing together. My freshman year, we had pretty much the same exact team. And going into sophomore year, we kind of all knew our roles. We all knew what we had to do. It was just straight to business because we only lost a couple years ago. We only lost a couple guys, and we returned just about every one of our starters. So this year, obviously, it's going to be a big learning curve because we've all played together before, but not all nine of us at once playing together. So it's just going to be a little bit learning of how each one of us plays, how much we can lean on each other. But I think it'll be a lot of fun seeing how we're able to come together as a team this year.
Yeah, and you being a big name, not just at Pilsen Heights, but being a big name in the state of Indiana for the junior class. Recently, one of the biggest like ranking websites, Prep Baseball Indiana, has ranked you 20th in the state by players. Do you feel a need to live up to the hype on that ranking, or are you just going to keep doing what you're doing and not think about that ranking?
Yeah, obviously it is. It's going to be in the back of my head. Obviously, it's kind of hard to say that it won't. But the biggest thing that I can do is kind of push that aside, because at the end of the day, rankings don't really matter if you aren't able to produce on the field. So who cares what you're ranked or what you're not ranked? If you aren't producing on the field, like, who cares about those? And it's just, it's going to be something for me that I have to realize that, okay, I may be ranked high, but I've got to still go out and perform. Like, those rankings don't affect how I play.
Yeah. So last year, being on a team loaded with seniors and only you and two other sophomores really getting the field of varsity baseball, you were one of the main pieces on the offensive side. You batted 337 with two home runs, seven triples, five doubles, and 23 RBIs last year. What is it going to take this year to exceed those numbers this year?
I think just being process-based. You got to come into every day as a new day, no matter how you did the day before. I can go 0-for-4 one day, but the next game we might have a game, and I've got to come out and try to be better than that. And also keeping my body healthy. Last year, one of the biggest struggles for me was having to play through a lot of, not injuries, but soreness throughout the end of the year, because it's a hard season having to play 28 games in 2 months. But being able to take care of my body and hopefully being able to perform at near 100% every time I go out on the field.
Yeah, you're not just good at hitting and defense. You're also a really good dynamic two-way player, which is also being a pitcher. You're able to take the mound in a big game situation. One game to mention last year was, it was Shelbyville, correct? Really big game against Shelbyville last year. Are we going to see some more of you out there this year in a big game situation?
Yeah, I'm definitely not getting rid of the pitching. Last year I was a big piece, but also not a high maintenance piece to pitching. So I would go out there maybe once a week, throw one inning, and it's going to be kind of the same role this year. I'm not going to be a guy that you're going to see starting a game, going four innings, throwing 80 pitches. Just for the health of my arm, I'm going to be kind of staying to the same role I was last year. Maybe high pressure situation in a game, late innings, need me to come in and kind of close the door of a game. So it's going to be a lot like the scenario I was in last year.
Yeah, so obviously you're a very good athlete. We haven't mentioned this yet. You are committed to Purdue University to play baseball, but it's not just the in-season work that does the trick. What kind of, in the offseason, have you been doing as taking your game to the completely next level?
Yeah, so this year I started working out with a trainer, and he not only has helped me get like faster and stronger, but also helped a lot on the mental side and being able to stay mentally tough. So that was kind of a piece that was missing the past couple of years was, you know, I was going to these hit, I was hitting all the time. I was doing all this extra work, but I never really worked with a quote unquote trainer. And this year I started working with a guy. He's been amazing. I go to him 3 to 4 days a week. And I think that's kind of the difference maker in kind of this off season than what last off season was. I was always like a hard worker in the off season, but I think this season it was like, you could really see a big difference if you were around me 2 years ago than what I am now. I've gained about 20 pounds. Something that doesn't really get talked a lot about is like how fast you are. And that is a key piece to my game, not only hitting, but also in the outfield. I take pride in being able to be a solid defender and being able to chase down any ball that I might have to. And one thing that working with the trainer is, I was able to cut my 60 yard dash time down by like 0.3 seconds, 0.4 seconds. And when you think about it, like if you're not around the game of baseball, you might not think that's a lot, but like in the game of baseball, that's the difference between being out by a step or having a base hit. So I think really working out with the trainer and getting in with him has been the biggest key to this year's offseason.
Yeah, and one quick final question here. Not just you personally, but team-wise, what's it going to take for this team to rise up to the next level as a whole and advance in the tournament come May time?
Yeah, I think being able to just stay together. Like, you hear it a lot about team chemistry, but I don't really feel like a lot of people truly understand it until you're on the team. And I think last year, which was special, was we all loved each other. We all loved hanging out. We would spend hours together at a time. And I think this year it's a lot of the same. It's just, and once it comes to tournament time in May, you're seeing every guy's best pitcher against best pitcher. So you're not going to score a bunch of runs. So you've got to do what it takes to be able to score in advance. And if that takes, like, you just got to be able to stay together, and you can't turn on each other throughout the year, no matter how the year's going, whether you're 0-5 or 5-0 in the year. You've got to be able to stick together and remember that it's a long season ahead, and really everything matters come May time when it's tournament.
Well, that will be all the time that we have for you guys today. Thank you for joining me, Colin Axel Adams, future Purdue baseball player. Thank you for joining me. We really appreciate it. But we'll get you guys right back to some more interviews and the rest of the Coach's Show right here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here with
Mr. Trevor Martin.
Benson Davis.
Now, guys, we're here to close out this coach's show. We talked about these two baseball and softball teams in depth today. Exciting, you know, fronts for both of them with the season starting here in this next week. What are you guys most looking forward to about the spring?
I'm just excited to see, especially on the baseball side, how some of those younger guys step it up. You know, you lost a lot of seniors last year. We mentioned it. And so just to kind of see guys like Colin Axel Adams, like Carson Colley, kind of step it up and see how they perform.
Yeah, I agree with you, Benson. I think there's a lot of, like you said, too, losing some seniors from last year, but I really think the baseball team is due for another great season. I think softball looking to kind of turn things around from where they were at last year. I think it's, you know, one of those times of year where the season, you know, there's so many games and so little time. It seems like we only have, you know, 7 or 8 weeks left in the school year, and there's going to be so many games to be at. You know, obviously we'll be broadcasting the home games for you guys, but I just think I like this time of year where you get out. There's, you know, some games on Saturdays, a lot of times obviously after school and stuff, but it's just great to see this time of year and see what both of these teams have. It's, you know, fresh slate. 0-0 and seeing what they can do and write their own story for this coming season.
Yeah, and we'll look at the games this week. We'll start with track and field, boys and girls. Monday tonight, as this airs, there's a meet at Pendleton Heights High School against Frankton Junior Senior High School. After that, the baseball team will have their first game of the season. They had a scrimmage last Saturday, but they will go to Newcastle High School to play the conference Trojans. And now, I know, Mr. Martin, we've been talking about this game a little bit, because last year, when they came to Pendleton Heights beat them 24-0. So hopefully the Trojans have kind of stepped it up a little bit, and it can give Pendleton Heights a little bit better of a game.
Right, for sure, because, yeah, I feel like last year, you know, they're probably going to remember that and be like, all right, we lost so bad at third place. And the first game, of course, is at Newcastle, so that's the first time where Newcastle's probably going to remember how that game ended at Pendleton Heights. So I'm sure they'll come out, you know, ready to go for sure. I think they were kind of a younger team last year. We'll see if that elevation of, you know, some seniors, some juniors stepping up for Newcastle. But it'll be nice to finally have our first broadcast, hopefully weather depending, on Wednesday. I know there's some rain maybe in the forecast, but hopefully we can get that broadcast in on Wednesday night to see what the baseball team's capable of, you know, two games back-to-back like they do. And so we'll see if we can start out the year 2-0 against Newcastle.
Yeah, and obviously that game Wednesday will be our first broadcast here at the station. 6 o'clock tip-off, if I'm not mistaken. Not tip-off. Pitch. There you go.
Yep.
Against the Newcastle Trojans this week as well. The girls softball team will go to Center Grove, to play their first game of the season. After that, it looks like they'll travel to Westfield High School. So two straight road games, and they'll come home eventually. What we'll see next week For I believe their first home game being the Horseshoe Classic.
I believe you're right, Zion. I think they start the year with four straight road games, so kind of a tough start. And again, you mentioned Center Grove and Westfield, you know, good across the board in a lot of sports, and I assume that's the same case for softball as well. So it'll be a tough battle these first four games, and then finally they get back home for that Horseshoe Classic that they have every year. But I feel like they're not normally used to having a schedule where their first home game is the Horseshoe Classic. Normally they have at least a game or two at home before then, but I guess we'll see. Hopefully the fans are ready after the first four games to finally see the Lady Ravens back at home a week from Saturday.
And then the baseball team this weekend, Friday, Saturday, will travel to Tennessee to play first Clarksville High School and after that Houston High School. I don't know where either of those teams are from, but they'll be taking on each other at Tennessee at Clarksville High and then at Rossview High School. So the boys baseball team's got a fun road trip ahead of them. I heard the bus is spectacular.
Yeah, I've heard that. I think, you know, kind of they have that charter bus they get to take, so not a normal school bus, you know, to go all the way down to Tennessee. I think they've played this for, I graduated in 2021 from here, obviously, but I don't think that they've played that when I was in high school, so I'm guessing in the last few years they've done that. So great opportunity, I'm sure, to play some teams. We don't really know much about them. I'm sure, I mean, through Max Preps, we probably could even find out more about them, but since we're not broadcasting, we don't need to do that. But it's like, I feel like it's just a cool opportunity to, you know, not a lot of times do Pendleton Knights gets to play teams from other states, but I guess this is a great opportunity to do that for sure.
Yeah, kind of a good opportunity, kind of, you know, low pressure. These aren't conference opponents. You know, it is a tournament, but, you know, if you lose, you go home. It's whatever. You know, if you lose, you know, in the later tournament in May, it's a bigger deal. So kind of an opportunity to go play some people you've never seen before and you know, kind of take an analysis of how your team's doing and how it can adjust to, you know, different circumstances.
I know last year, Coach Vosburgh told me a story where Colin Axel Adams, one of our best players, his freshman year, they're down in Tennessee. I don't know how many innings they play over there, but we normally play seven. They're in the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth, close out the game. They put Axel Adams, freshman kid, on the mound. He closed out the game. Big moment for the Ravens. And that was how he made his point to trust Axel Adams in those high-pressure moments. So this is what this is. We're building chemistry, building teamwork, and hopefully this is going to pay off later down the road. But obviously didn't have a lot to cover because this was a long coaching show today, but that'll wrap it up. Thanks for joining us. I've been Zion Palmieri here with
Trevor Martin,
Benson Davis.
Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.